Once again, the eyes of the nation have turned here to this tiny village in western Pennsylvania. Blah, 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 blah. There is no way that this winter is ever going to end as long as this groundhog keeps seeing his shadow. I don't see any other way out. He's got to be stopped. And I have to stop him.
This is Radio 4.
It's 9:05 and nearly time for 9:06. Later on this evening, it'll be 9:30, and at 10:10, we'll be joining BBC Two in time for 10:15. Those of you who missed 9:45 last week can see it again this Friday at 9:45. Well, now it's 7 minutes to the little brown thing, and time for Good Evening, introduced as usual by,
it's on the tip of my tongue, you know, some great big bloke, you know, loves
We're knights of the round table, we dance where we're able. We do routines, we call the scenes, with footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table, our shows are for mid-table. So many times we give and rhymes that are quite unsingable. We're rock and mad in Camelot, we sing from the diaphragm alone.
I have to push the pram along.
Good morning.
Morning, sir. Welcome to the National Cheese Emporium.
Ah, thank you, my good man.
What can I do for you, sir?
Well, I was sitting in the public library in Thurman Street just now, skimming through Rogue Harry's by Hugh Walpole, and I suddenly came over all peckish.
Peckish, sir?
Esurient.
Eh?
Yeah, we're all hungry-like.
Ah, hungry.
In a nutshell. And I thought to myself, a little fermented curd will do the trick. So I curtailed my Walpoling activities, sallied forth and infiltrated your place of purveyance to negotiate the vending of some cheesy comestibles.
Come again?
I want to buy some cheese.
Oh, I thought you were complaining about the bouzouki player.
Oh, heaven forbid, I am one who delights in all manifestations of the Terpsichorean muse.
Sorry?
Well, I can ask Junior Forstoo.
So he can go on playing, can he?
Most certainly. Now then, some cheese, please, my good man.
Certainly, sir. What would you like?
Well, how about a little Red Leicester?
I'm afraid we're fresh out of Red Leicester, sir.
Oh, never mind. How are you on Tilsit?
I'm afraid we never have that at the end of the week, so get it fresh on Monday.
Tish, tish. No matter. Well, stout yeoman, 4 ounces of kefili, if you please.
Ah, it's been on order, sir, for 2 weeks. Was expecting it this morning.
On my lucky day, is it? Bell pay, is it?
Sorry, sir.
Red Windsor?
Normally, sir, yes. Today, the van broke down.
Ah. Stilton?
Sorry.
Emmental? Gruyere?
Nope.
Any Norwegian Jarlsberg, if a chance?
Nope.
Liptar?
Nope.
Lancashire?
Nope.
White Stilton?
Nope.
Danish Brew?
Nope.
Double Gloucester?
Nope.
Cheshire?
Nope.
Dorset Blue Vinny?
Nope.
Brie, Roquefort, Pont-l'Evêque, Port-Salut, Savoyard, Saint-Paulin, Carré de l'Est, Brest-Bleu, Brossard?
Nope.
Camembert, perhaps?
Ah, we have Camembert, yes, sir.
You do? Excellent.
Yes, sir. It's a bit runny.
Oh, I like it runny.
Well, it's very runny, actually.
No matter. Fetch hither le fromage de la Belle France. Mm.
I think it's a bit runnier than you'll like it, sir.
I don't care how f***ing runny it is. Hand it over with all speed.
Oh!
What now?
The cat's eaten it.
Has it?
She, sir.
Gouda?
Nope.
Edam?
Nope.
Caithness?
Nope.
Smoked Austrian?
Nope.
Japanese Sage Derby?
No, sir.
You do have some cheese, do you?
Of course, sir. It's a cheese shop, sir. We got...
No, don't tell me. I'm keen to guess.
Fair enough.
Wensleydale?
Yes?
Ah, well, I'll have some of that.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me, sir. Mr. Wensleydale, that's my name.
Greek feta?
Not as such.
Gorgonzola,
no.
Parmesan,
no.
Mozzarella, pepper
no.
crema,
no.
Danish bimbo,
no.
Czech sheep's milk,
no.
Venezuelan beaver cheese.
Not today, sir, no.
Ah, how about cheddar?
Well, we don't get much call for it round here, sir.
Not much call. It's the single most popular cheese in the world.
Not round here, sir.
And what is the most popular cheese round here?
Yes, sir. Ilchester, sir.
Is it?
Oh, yes, sir. It's staggeringly popular in this manor square.
Is it?
It's our number one bestseller, sir.
I see. Ilchester, eh?
Right, sir.
All right. Eh? Have you got any? He asked, expecting the answer no.
I'll have a look, sir.
It's not much of a cheese shop, is it?
Finest in the district, sir.
Explain the logic underlying that conclusion, okay?
Well, it's so clean, sir.
It's certainly uncontaminated by cheese.
You haven't asked me about limbo, has it?
Is it worth it?
Could be.
Have you... Shut that bloody bazooki up!
Told you, sir.
Have you got any Limburger?
No.
That figures. Predictable, really, I suppose. It was an act of purest optimism to oppose the question in the first place. Tell me...
Yes, sir?
Have you, in fact, got any cheese here at all?
Yes, sir.
Really?
No, not really, sir.
You haven't?
No, sir, not a scrap. I was deliberately wasting your time, sir.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to shoot you.
Righto, sir.
What a senseless waste of human life.
Survivor, sir.
Ah! Throw him to the floor.
What, sir?
Throw him to the floor.
Ah! Ah.
Now, what is your name,
Jew? Brian, sir.
Brian, eh?
No, Brian.
Ow! The little rascal has spirit?
Has what, sir?
Spirit?
Yes, he did, sir.
You know, spirit, sir. Bobado, a touch of daring do.
Oh! About 11, sir.
So, you dare to wade us?
To what, sir?
Strike him, Centurion, very roughly.
Ah! Oh, and, throw him to the floor, sir.
What?
Throw him to the floor again, sir.
Oh, yes, throw him to the floor, please. Ah! Now, Jewish rapscallion.
I'm not Jewish, I'm a Roman.
A Roman?
No, Roman.
Ah! No! Your father was a Roman. Who was he?
He was a centurion in the Jerusalem garrison, sir.
Really? What was his name?
Nautius Maximus.
Centurion, do you have anyone of that name in the garrison?
Well, no, sir.
Well, you sound very sure. Have you checked?
Well, no, sir. I think it's a joke, sir. Like, Silius Sodus or Biggus Dickus, sir.
What's so funny about Biggus Dickus?
Well, it's a joke name, sir.
I have a very great friend in Rome called Biggus Dickus. Silence! What is all this insolence? You will find yourself in gladiator school very quickly with rotten behavior like that.
Can I go now, sir? Ah!
Before the next joke, there will be a short raspberry.
Just starting on BBC One now, Victoria Regina. The inspiring tale of the simple crofter's daughter who worked her way up to become Queen of England and Empress of the greatest empire television has ever seen. But right now, it's time for Great Actors, introduced, as usual, by Alan Seaman.
Sir Edwin, which has been for you the most demanding of the great Shakespearean tragic heroes that you've played?
Well, of course, this is always a difficult one, but I think the answer must be Hamlet.
Which you played at Stratford in 1963.
That's right, yes. I found the role a very taxing one. I mean, Hamlet has 8,262 words, you see.
Really?
Oh, yes. Othello's a bagger too, mind you, especially the cleaning up afterwards. But he has 941 words less than Hamlet. On the other hand, the Coon's got more pauses, 62 quite long ones, as I recall. But then they're not so tricky, you see. You don't have to do much during them.
You don't?
No, not really. And they give you time to think what sort of face you're going to pull during the next speech so that it fits the words you're saying as far as possible.
How many words did you have to say as King Lear at the Old Witch in 52?
Well, I don't want you to get the impression it's just a question of the number of words. I mean, getting them in the right order is just as important. Old Peter Hall used to say to me, they're all there, Eddie. Now we've got to get them in the right order. And, for example, you can also say one word louder than another. To be or not to be. Or to be or not to be. Or to be or not to be. You see? And so on.
Inflection.
And, of course, inflection. In fact, Lear has only 7,054, but the real difficulty with Lear is that you've got to play him all, you know, shaky legs and pratfalls and the dentures coming out, because he's ancient as hell. And then there's that heart-rending scene when he goes right off his nut, you know, beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep- though not difficult to act, because you've only got to do despair and a bit of anger, and they're the easiest.
Are they? What are the hardest?
Oh, fear.
Fear?
Yes, never been able to get that. Can't do the mouth. I look all cross. It's a very fine line.
What else?
Apart from fear, jealousy can be tricky, but for me, the most difficulty is being in love. You know that open-mouthed, vacant look that Vanessa Redgrave's got off to a tee. Can't do that at all. And also, I'm frightfully awkward when I try that happy prancing, you know, which is a shame, really, because otherwise Romeo's very good for me. Only 3008 and quite a lot of climbing and kissing.
Sir Edwin, get stuffed.
I've enjoyed it.
Are you embarrassed easily? I am. But it's nothing to worry about. It's all part of growing up and being British. This course is designed to eliminate embarrassment, to enable you to talk freely about rude objects, to look at awkward and embarrassing things, and to point at people's privates. The course has been designed by Dr. Karl Gruber of the Institute of Going a Bit Red in Helsinki. Here, he himself introduces the course.
Hello! My name is Karl Gruber. Thank you for inviting me into your home. My method is the result of 6 years' work here at the Institute, in which subjects were exposed to simulated embarrassment predicaments over a prolonged fart. Period. Time! Sorry. Lesson one. Words. Do any of these words embarrass you?
Shoe. Megaphone. Grunties.
Now let's go on to something ruder.
Wankel rotary engine.
Now lesson two, noises. Noises are a major embarrassment source. Even words like tits, winkle and vibraphone cannot rival the embarrassment potential of sound. Listen to this, if you can. How do you rate your embarrassment response? A, hi. B, hello. C, good evening. If C, you are loosening up and will soon be ready for this. Well, how did you rate? A, embarrassed. B, hello. C, good evening. Now lesson three, in which these rude and dirty sounds are combined with smutty visual suggestions into an embarrassment simulation situation. You are the waiter at this table.
Charles, I've got something to show you.
Score 5 for no embarrassment, score 3 for slight embarrassment, and 1 for...
Good evening. A book at bedtime. Alan Hutchison reads another extract from a series of bedside books.
Number 32. The lady lies with her left leg planted firmly on the ground and the right hand waiting. The gentleman with the melon switches on the battery and places his left thigh on the edge of the swivel table, keeping the neck of the stuffed goose absolutely...
England, 1747.
Deliver.
Not on your...
Let that be a warning to you all. You move at your peril, for I have two pistols here. I know one of them isn't loaded anymore, but the other one is, so that's one of you dead for sure. Or just about for sure, anyway. It certainly wouldn't be worth your while risking it, because I'm a very good shot. I practice every day. Well, Not absolutely every day, but most days in the week. I expect I must practice all at least 4 or 5 times a week, or more, really, but some weekends, like last weekend, there really wasn't the time, so that brings the average down a bit. I should say it's definitely a solid 4 days' practice a week. At least, I mean, I reckon I could hit that tree over there, the one just behind that hillock. The little hillock, not the big one. You see the 3 trees over there? What's the one like that with the leaves that are sort of regularly veined and the veins go right out with a sort of,
Serrated
edges.
A willow?
Yes.
That's nothing like a willow.
Well, it doesn't matter anyway. I can hit it 7 times out of 10. That's the point.
Never a willow.
Shut up. It's a hold-up, not a botany lesson. Now, no false moves, please. I want you to hand over all the lupins you've got.
Lupins?
Yes, lupins. Come on, come on.
What do you mean, lupins?
Don't try to play for time.
I'm not, but the flower lupin.
Yes, that's right.
But we haven't got any lupins.
Honestly?
Look, my friends, I happen to know that this is the Lupin Express.
Damn.
Oh, here you are.
In a bunch, in a bunch.
Sorry.
Come on, Concord.
Dennis Moore, Dennis Moore, galloping through the sward. Dennis Moore, Dennis Moore, and his horse Concord. He steals from the ridge and gives to the boar. Mr. Moore, Mr. Moore, Mr. Moore.
I'd like to have an argument, please.
Certainly, sir. Have you been here before?
No, I haven't. This is my first time.
I see. Well, do you want to have just one argument, or were you thinking of taking a course?
Well, what is the cost?
Well, it's £1 for a 5-minute argument, but only £8 for a course of 10.
Well, I think it would be best if I perhaps started off with just the one and then see how it goes.
Fine. Well, I'll see who's free at the moment. Mr. DeBakey's free, but he's a little bit conciliatory. Ah, yes. Try Mr. Barnard, room 12.
Thank you.
What do you want?
Well, I was told outside that...
Don't give me that, you snotty-faced heap of parrot droppings.
What?
Shut your festering gob, you tit. Your type really makes me puke, you vacuous, coffee-nosed, malodorous pervert.
Look, I came here for an argument. I'm not going to just...
Oh, I'm sorry, but this is abuse.
Oh, I see. Well, that explains...
Ah, yes. You want room 12A, just along the corridor.
Oh, thank you very much. Sorry.
Not at all.
Thank you.
Stupid git.
Come in.
Is this the right room for an argument?
I've told you once.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
When?
Just now.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Didn't.
Did.
Didn't.
I'm telling you I did.
You did not.
Oh, I'm sorry, just one moment. Is this a 5-minute argument or the full half hour?
Oh, just the 5 minutes.
Ah, thank you. Anyway, I did.
You most certainly did not.
Look, let's get this thing clear. I quite definitely told you.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You didn't.
Did.
Well, look, this isn't an argument.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. It's just contradiction.
No, it isn't.
It is.
It is not.
Look, you just contradicted me.
I did not.
Oh, you did.
No, no, no.
You did just then.
Nonsense.
Oh, look, this is futile.
No, it isn't.
I came here for a good argument.
No, you didn't. No, you came here for an argument.
Well, an argument isn't just contradiction.
Can be?
No, it can't. An argument is a connected series of statements intended to establish a proposition.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. It's not just contradiction.
Look, if I argue with you, I must take up a contrary position.
Yes, but that's not just saying no, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. Argument is an intellectual process. Contradiction is just the automatic gainsaying of any statement the other person makes.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Not at all.
Now, look.
Good morning.
What?
That's it. Good morning.
I was just getting interested.
Sorry, 5 minutes is up.
That was never 5 minutes.
I'm afraid it was.
It wasn't.
I'm sorry, but I'm not allowed to argue anymore.
What?
If you want me to go on arguing, you'll have to pay for another 5 minutes.
Yes, but that was never 5 minutes just now. Oh, come on. Look, this is ridiculous.
I'm sorry, but I'm not allowed to argue unless you've paid.
Oh, all right.
Thank you.
Well?
Well, what?
That wasn't really 5 minutes just now.
I told you, I'm not allowed to argue unless you've paid.
I just paid.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Look, I don't want to argue about
that. Well, you didn't pay.
Aha! If I didn't pay, why are you arguing? I've got you.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. If you're arguing, I must have paid.
Not necessarily. I could be arguing in my spare time.
Oh, I've had enough of this.
No, you haven't.
Oh, shut up. I want to complain.
You want to complain? Look at these shoes on. I had them 3 weeks and the heels are worn right through.
No, I want to complain
if
about...
If you complain, nothing happens. You might as well not bother.
Oh.
And my back hurts and when I'm having a fine day and I'm sick and tired of this office.
Hello, I want to...
Oh!
No, no, no. Hold your head like this. Then go, wah! Try it again.
Whoa!
all!
Better, better, but wow, wow. Put your hand there.
No.
Now.
Wow!
Good, good, that's it.
Stop hitting me.
What?
Stop hitting me.
Stop hitting you?
Yes.
Why'd you come in here then?
I wanted to complain.
Oh, no, that's next door. It's being hit on the head lessons in here.
What a stupid concept.
Hello, children.
Hello.
Hello. Well, last week we showed you how to be a gynecologist, and this week on How to Do It, we're going to learn how to play the flute, how to split the atom, how to construct box girder bridges,
super,
and how to irrigate the Sahara and make vast new areas cultivatable. But first, here's Jackie to tell you how to rid the world of all known diseases.
Hello, Alan.
Hello, Jackie.
Well, first of all, become a doctor and discover a marvellous cure for something, and then when the medical world really starts to take notice of you, you can jolly well tell them what to do and make sure they get everything right so there'll never be diseases anymore.
Thanks, Jackie. That was great.
Fantastic.
Now, how to play the flute? Well, you blow in one end and move your fingers up and down the outside.
Great, Alan. Well, next week we'll be showing you how black and white people can live together in peace and harmony.
Fantastic.
And Alan will be over in Moscow showing you how to reconcile the Russians and the Chinese. Till then, cheerio.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dennis Moore is not in this bit.
Hello and welcome to the wonderful world of sound. Yes, the sound of a common household ant magnified 300,000 times. And now, the sound of a tiny cockroach sneezing magnified 60 million times.
Achoo!
See how it frightened the ant! Ow! Got my finger in the drawer there. Even the sound of a tsetse fly picking its nose, magnified only 75,000 times, frightens the ant. And the tiny woodlouse as well! Ow! The chair! Ow! Jesus Christ!
Shut up!
Sorry! Well, now listen to this. The sound of an African anteater rubbing Vic on its chest. Wow! Hey! Isn't that exciting? And oh, damn!
Shut up!
Sorry! But can a black ant get hold of Vic Vapor Rub? Well, no! But it can ask a friend to get some! Listen to this. Magnified 92,000 times, the sound of the vicious Afghan panther lizard visiting the chemist! Nature wonderful! Hey, yeah, 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 yeah! And now a herd of zebras visiting the same chemist to ask for something for the weekend! And finally, oh God, finally some eye drops being bought in the chemist just down the street by a Bengal tiger! They trample the woodlouse! Oh, Christ, the chair! Ah! Oh, God almighty!
I have been stabbed, shot, poisoned, frozen, hung, electrocuted, and burned.
look around. Trees are brown now, and the sky is a hazy shade.
Did you sleep well, Mr. Connors?
I slept alone, Mrs. Lancaster.
Yeah. change. My moods come and go. I'm not easy to please. Sometimes the woods get lost in the trees.
I think this is one of the traits of a really good producer. Keep the talent happy.
Been found. I'm not stopping.
Today is?
No, what?
Today is tomorrow.
Tonight's the night we'll make history. Honey, you and I. 'Cause I'll take any risk to tie back the hands of time and stay with you here tonight. I know you feel these are the worst of times. I do believe it's true. When people inside, rumor has it it's the end of paradise. But I know if the world just passed us by, baby, I know. Headlines read, these are the worst of times. I do believe it's true. I feel so helpless, like a boat against the tide. I wish the summer wind could bring back paradise, but I know.
You're missing all the fun. These people are great. Some of them have been partying all night long. They sing songs till they get too cold, and then they go sit by the fire, and they get warm, and then they come back, and they sing some more.
Yeah, they're hicks, Rita.
Cool, calm, collected. got soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier.
When Chekhov saw the long winter, he saw a winter bleak and dark and bereft of hope. Yet we know that winter is just another step in the cycle of life. But standing here among the people of Punxsutawney and basking in the warmth of their hearths and hearts, I couldn't imagine a better fate than a long and lustrous winter.
Putting everyone to the test. So save is now vanishing under the wind. We are on a sinking ship. We are on a sinking, sinking, sinking ship.
Check this out. This is Chuck D.
And this is Flavor Flav. Public Enemy is letting y'all know about Black History Month.
February is Black History Month, but we like to say that every single month we should recognize the rich culture and heritage of black people. Although the battles have not been won yet, we should be proud.